There are some new developments today about those bombs mailed from Yemen to the U.S. last week, one intercepted in Britain, the other in Dubai. Authorities in Dubai are now trying to trace parts of the device through the serial numbers on a cell phone and a printer. And according to reports, a German investigator has identified the explosives used as PETN, one of the most powerful high explosives known. Meanwhile, Germany has suspended passenger flights from Yemen. The U.S. and allied governments have tightened security surrounding air cargo and shipped packages, and there are concerns that there may be more packages still in circulation. Mark Mazzetti is national security correspondent for the New York Times. Mark, start there. What is the thinking about more devices?
The American intelligence officials I've spoken to said they can't rule out more packages out there, and it would be foolish of them to say definitively that there are no more packages. But they do, I think, increasingly feel confident that they discovered the bombs and that that may be the extent of the plot.
Well, and as you write in the Times today, these two that were discovered traveled quite a bit before they were discovered. They went through four countries on at least four different planes, including two passenger aircraft. What does that say about security?
It shows a little bit about how packages travel from Yemen. I mean, they get out of Yemen any way they can. There are no defined cargo system out of Yemen. They rely on commercial jets, passenger jets, to get to hubs in the Middle East and in Europe, and are then put on traditional, you know, FedEx or UPS planes. It is, as you said, concerning that these packages would be able to get through the screening process in these countries, but there is no, certainly in Yemen and in some parts of the Middle East, there is no advanced X-ray screening or even universal screening of packages, cargo packages, that would have been able to detect the bombs.
Some people are reacting to that today. There's this sort of assumption that everything gets screened the way you do when you get on an airplane, but of course, cell phones, for instance, get shipped all the time.
Right. I mean, there is no universal screening of cargo anywhere in the world, and there are some people who will call for that, but it does not seem likely that either the U.S. or other countries are going to call for, you know, universal screening because of the cost. And there's sort of a risk assessment going on that the amount it would cost to screen every single package that ships via cargo is not worth the potential risk of a couple packages being bombs and even planes going down.
As awful, as horrible as that possibility is. Well, U.S. investigators are now on the ground in Yemen, where it's believed the bombs were built by an explosives expert who also has been tied to the underwear bomber who made his attempt aboard a flight to Detroit and is known to work for Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. But has anyone claimed these attempts?
So far, we've not heard any claim of responsibility on this bombing attempt. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, American and Western officials have tied to the previous attempts, the underwear bombing on Christmas Day, as well as an attempt against the life of Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief a few months earlier. What ties those together is, besides Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, is, as you said, the group's top bomb maker, Ibrahim al-Asiri, who is a member of the group and who is a Saudi militant that, you know, frankly, American officials are fairly impressed by the work that he does. And in particularly in this case, they think that if it is indeed Mr. Asiri who was behind this attempt, the bombs he put together are far more sophisticated than his previous work.
Well, and you made a passing reference. I think we should underscore that Al-Asiri is said to have recruited his younger brother to be a suicide bomber in an attempt on a Saudi prince. The brother had a bomb hidden in his body, blew himself up. The prince was wounded. But this is the suspect that the U.S. is dealing with, someone who would recruit his brother to be a bomb.
Absolutely. It shows a level of dedication, I guess, in this case. And that bombing attempt in Saudi Arabia was what really woke up a lot of people to the capabilities of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Ironically, it was that person, Mohammed bin Nayef, the prince, Saudi Arabia's intelligence chief, who then tipped off the United States late last week about the bomb plot.
Mark Mazzetti, national security correspondent for the New York Times. Thanks, as always.
Sure. Thanks very much.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds with an update on those deadly Mexican drug wars. Why are recovering addicts being targeted? That's in 30 seconds here and now.